Boston National School will be marking their 150th anniversary this coming weekend. And to find out more about what is in store, I'm joined in studio by the principal of Boston National School, Anya Ní Dartig, and Olga Kearns, a past pupil. You're both very welcome to the studio. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you very much.
150 years, that's a pretty impressive history, Anya.
It is indeed. Nothing to be laughed at. I suppose the school is actually 151 years old, but we had building work going on last year, so we decided we'd hold off until our lovely new building was ready.
And properly mark it.
Properly mark it and open the new building as well at the same time. So we're looking forward to having a really good occasion on Sunday to mark.
Pretty good. Give us a sense of Boston National School's history. Has it grown much in the 150 years? Or
I suppose the school would have always been the same size from when it was opened way back in 1873 until just this year. We were able to open our brand new extra accommodation, and that has doubled the size of the school. But with regards numbers in the school, there's obviously been fluctuation as families have moved out of the area and families have moved back into the area. So I suppose Olga's the best woman to tell you about that, because she was at the forefront of having to build up the school when it was at a very low point.
Okay, Olga, you're being credited with a lot there. So to tell us a bit about how you managed to do that.
So back in 2011, there was only just 12 children in the school, and the government that year in the budget in December, they changed the numbers. The numbers had been that you had to have a minimum of 12 children, and they changed it to having 14 children in the school to keep your two teachers. And then there was a meeting in the West County, and there was loads of other schools in County Clare that were in trouble as well. And then we locally had an emergency meeting, and we set up a committee, Boston Community Childcare Group, and that was the first step really in making movements towards getting a preschool. So what was happening was there was no childcare facilities in the area, so people were driving past the school to go to school, go to primary schools with after school and breakfast club facilities. So we got together, we started fundraising straight away, and by September we had raised enough money for a purpose-built classroom. We also then, but not only did we need the classroom, we needed children. Yeah. So we also got in touch with Jim Connolly from the Rural Resettlement, and two families moved from Dublin. So they brought with them six children for the National School and two children for the preschool. And then basically it went from there. And then in so much so, the numbers kept growing. And in 2019 then, the government granted an extension to the school, which is now built and everything. And down through the years, the community have really come together. We've done loads of fundraising events. It brings all the locals together. And, you know, it's a great meeting point. We've cake sales and you name it. And, you know, it's all the locals kind of can reminisce on their past school days and then see their grandchildren go to the school. And, so it's great to see.
Great to see kind of yourself and others on community initiative have such a positive result, and even the initial families come down to resettlement, eight children just significantly increases the numbers at the school. I mean, how many students and staff are at Boston National School now, Anya?
So we currently have 26 children enrolled in the school, and we have two full-time teachers and a shared SET. So it's a busy little spot. I know it's 26 children, it doesn't sound like a lot, but we have a big impact on the area.
It's more than double what you used to have.
Exactly. So we're a big school now, so we are. Busy school, and as Olga said, the community is phenomenal there. As a blow-in myself, I started in Boston in 2019. One of the first letters that came through the door was the granting of the new building. And immediately I knew I was part of a very special community. People of Boston are unreal to get out there and, you know, roll up the sleeves.
Get
things done, do the fundraisers, do what needs to be done. And I'm delighted to be part of it.
Brilliant. Well, look, I mean, any school that is getting ready to mark, you know, a significant anniversary like this, the prep will be going on, the planning well in advance. The fact you've had an extra year now has given you even more time. So, Olga, give us a sense of what is going to be happening to mark the 150th anniversary of Boston National School.
So on Sunday, Mass is actually starting at 2 o'clock and we're hoping to have it in the school, all weather permitting and everything. But there actually might be a bit of an earlier start for some people because they're actually going to walk to school like they did back in the day, basically, maybe not without the shoes, but there'll be even shortcuts across the rocks and everything taken to get to school. So then following on from Mass, then there'll be teas and coffees and refreshments and everything. And Boston has some amazing bakers. So there's great competition already, even who's baking what and everything. And then the roll books, the old roll books and old photographs and everything, they'll all be on display. And it'll be a real great family fun day. And also anybody, you know, in the locality that is thinking about sending their children to the school to come in, see our brilliant facilities, you know, and all the local children as well in the school. They're going to be playing music and everything, and our local musicians. So it's going to be a real party with the music sessions and everything and everybody coming together.
That's lovely. And even, you know, aside from marking the anniversary on you, as Olga says, you know, having an event like this and a family fun day, it's a nice way of putting the school in the shop window of, you know, advertising yourselves or promoting yourselves to potential you know, future students or parents who will look at it saying, I like the vibe of the school. It's very homely and family kind of feeling to it. I'm going to send my children here.
Yeah, no harm at all in, you know, displaying what we are, what we do, you know, the community feel that's there. You know, so people often think, you know, a school is a building where you send your child from 9 to 3 and they get educated and that's the end of it. It's a hell of a lot more than that, you know, especially when you've got a whole community behind you. Like when I talk about Boston National School, I don't talk about just the school. I'm talking about the community that's behind us, the community that's driving it on, that's, you know, getting those kids up in the morning and getting them out and putting a smile on everybody's faces because, you know, at the end of the day, that's what it's about. It's about our kids.
Very, very well said. Well, look, it sounds like it's going to be a lovely day on Sunday and hopefully the weather will play ball, particularly for those who are going to do the traditional old walk, old school, pardon the pun, walk. Olga Kearns, past pupil and sounds like key figure in the revitalisation of Boston National School. I'm bigging you up there now. thanks for joining us, and the principal of Boston National School, Anya Nida Hartig. Thank you as well.